Time for Friday morning restaurant news and reviews with us, food writer Maggie Hennessy. Our topic is the frozen yogurt craze. Maggie, good morning. How did all this start? Because people have been lining up for this froyo, as it's called, and it's not really anything new, or is it?
It is not new, Bob. Froyo is back again. I mean, if you think about it, really, we had, in the 2000s, it was sort of a staple of shopping mall culture. In the 80s, it was where it really began during the height of the fitness and diet craze, this, guilt-free dessert treat, right? But what's happening now, which is fascinating, is Froyo is back. The version that's leading the charge is this super protein-dense, tangy, thick Greek frozen yogurt. The story, interestingly, originated because I have not been able to get my hands on the most popular viral froyo of the moment, Mikono. It's a pop-up series started by a couple of best friends, Natalie Del Valle and Maya Mata. They have been selling out of this thick, super protein-rich froyo topped with fruit sourced from a family farm in Miami. I mean, every time they pop up somewhere, it's gone in hours. So I missed the line. Sorry, please go ahead.
They're opening up, though, in Lincoln Park, aren't they? A brick-and-mortar
Correct.
Shop?
Yes, later this year. But they just cannot keep up with demand for their froyo. And this writer included was unsuccessful at trying it, which kind of sparked the idea for this story. Geez, people can't get enough of this stuff. We got to look into it.
Was this a surprise to the people who were selling this, the demand?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. They are just, they're both working full time in tech sales at the moment. And then they started this as a passion project in their apartment. And people, it began with them doing drops out of their apartment, and people would just come and sit and wait on their couch for it to finish being made. It took them a while to perfect the formula. Greek yogurt's quite thick, so it's hard to turn it into a frozen mm-hmm. yogurt without adding a bunch of additives, right? Mm-hmm. They were determined to keep it very natural.
I remember when Pinkberry was popular, some other places like that.
Yep.
But this is a little different, isn't it?
It is correct. Yeah. It's really almost a reaction to the more recent Snow White wave, if you will, of froyo, which was, like you said, this Forever Yogurt, Pinkberry. They were really capitalizing on that QSR kind of build your own, mm-hmm. Craze. I mean, these places like Red Mango, they're opening up with serve your own with things like 85 flavors of froyo and 50 toppings, candy and cookie crumbles and fruit and sauce. And it was this extremely tart, kind of almost like citric acidy tart yogurt. And then in this, one of the reasons the women founded it is because they thought really those kind of froyos, you weren't getting a sense of how much sugar was in it. It's not actually better for you, even though it's low calorie, the yogurt itself. So they set out to create something that suits this moment in diet culture, which is really more about sort of holistic wellness, clean label, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't even have to say our obsession with protein. It is, mm-hmm. We can't get enough. And Greek yogurt has these natural cultures and protein density twice that of regular yogurt. So you can kind of see how those things came together.
I had this at Ema's restaurant. Mm-hmm. And the first time I saw it on the menu, this yogurt, Greek frozen yogurt with olive oil and salt, I thought,
yep.
Really? And then I tasted it, and I'm hooked. It's fantastic, isn't it? And restaurants are starting to put this on the menu, correct?
Yeah. So while we're awaiting this inevitable crush of Greek froyo shops that will probably follow Mikono, restaurants are kind of filling the gap. These sort of Mediterranean-leaning places. Ema has had Greek froyo on its menu since it opened in 2016. And like you said, I mean, it's like cement mixer thick, so creamy, really kind of sophisticated stuff, and then with the olive oil and salt. It's not super sweet, I found. But so they did a for the past few years, they've been doing a dollar froyo on Fridays from the walk-up counter at their fast casual offshoot rotisserie Ima. It's been just taking off all summer. I think they set a record this year. They sold like 800 in 4 hours on July 17th. And then up in Niles, Kouklas, the contemporary Greek dinner restaurant from Jimmy Banos Jr. and Kevin Stack, in July alone, they sold 568 Greek frozen yogurts. They've had people making the trip just to get dessert, you know, between 9 and 9:45 p.m. right before they close. So they're happy to fill the gap, right?
Yeah, and ABBA is adding it now. And yep. If you haven't tried it, it's healthier and it tastes great. I guess that's the draw, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, this is not low-fat stuff. I think you could probably tell when you tasted it.
Yeah, it's not low-fat, but...
We don't care about fat in this era of wellness, apparently.
Yeah, but it has less sugar than the frozen yogurt that was popular a few years ago? Is that it?
Absolutely. Less sugar, less artificial sweeteners, less fillers altogether. I mean, everybody is really hanging their hat on the fact that this is pretty natural. It's pretty much, yeah.
Sign me up. It's Maggie Hennessy. You can check out the column in the Sun-Times, Chicago Sun-Times website, how Chicago gets its froyo fix. Okay, enjoy the weekend. Thanks, Maggie.
Oh, likewise. Great to be with you, as always.
Our pleasure. In between showers, it'll be a nice weekend to hang out at a rooftop. And we have some suggestions for you, courtesy of Block Club Chicago and Lean Yassine. Lean, good morning. Let's talk about the list you compiled. And we'll start on the north side. You wrote about Gene's Sausage Shop. What's the deal over there in Lincoln Square? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Gene's Sausage Shop is not your typical rooftop. It's this European market and sausage shop that's been in Chicago for 45 years, and it also has a rooftop patio. So I just think it's a great spot for, you know, enjoying some beer, some sausages and bratwurst, which are cooked on an open wood grill. And there's also wine and, you know, other bites like potato salad, and it's just got a nice laid-back atmosphere. So, weather permitting, it is open Fridays through Sundays through the summer.
4750 North Lincoln Avenue. That's a good one. I never heard of that. I have heard about the Jay Parker in Lincoln Park. What did you like over there?
Yeah, so that one is, a pretty refined place. It's over on the 13th floor of the Lincoln Hotel, and it's just got really great views. So, you can see the lake, the skyline, and also the zoo. So that's just a great one to, you know, grab a drink and enjoy some really special views of the city.
Yeah, I've been up there. It is a unique view, 1816 North Clark Street. Let's move to the northwest side and the place you highlighted in Wicker Park, Taxim.
Yes, so that is, a sort of cozy yet really elegant, I think, Greek restaurant over in Wicker Park. The food's great. It's got lots of, you know, classic Greek dishes, wines, and then it also has a rooftop patio that's sort of nestled between these two brick buildings. They've got string lights hanging up overhead. So I've been with friends, but I think it would be lovely for, you know, something more romantic, like a date maybe, but really great spot.
There you go, 1558 North Milwaukee Avenue. Also on the northwest side in Logan Square, a Lonesome Rose is on your list. Tell us about it.
Yes. So that is a Tex-Mex spot that opened, I believe, back in 2017, and then it went on to expand to Andersonville as well, but it's got, you know, tacos, nachos, burritos, margaritas, all the Tex-Mex classics, and it's just a really fun and colorful and bright atmosphere.
Another great rooftop patio. That's 2101 North California Avenue. We can't forget the south side, so let's talk about a couple of places you wrote about. Open Outcry in Beverly. What did you like there?
Yeah, so that's a fun south side brewery. It's got, you know, a rooftop beer garden with deck chairs and couches. There's music, and it offers full service. So, you can get small bites like pretzels, cheese curds. They've got wood-fired pizzas, burgers, And there's also a Sunday brunch menu, which is really nice. And then, of course, just a rotating craft beer on tap.
10934 Southwestern Avenue. And in Brownsville, the VU Rooftop made your list. And this is on Cermak. Fill us in on VU.
Yeah, so that's another one that's pretty up high. It's 22 stories high, and it's just so great. There are three bars and two patios. They've got fire pits, live jazz 2 days a week on Thursday and Friday nights, I believe. And then it has breakfast and dinner menus and, you know, full drink menus. So a little bit of everything.
And then from the south, the views of downtown and Lake Michigan, really cool. That's at 133 East Cermak Road. It's the list of rooftop hangouts. The entire list is at blockclubchicago.org. Lean Yassine, thank you very much. Enjoy your rooftop hangouts this weekend.
Thanks so much. You too.